couldn't turn away. The sun I raised and never thought I'd lose was lost and on display. In a casket with an open lid, walked toward the grave. His father had gone before him, I thought I'd do the same, but hoped to hold his own sons as they came. For Junior died before me, way before his time, and I don't have no one who remains in my hometown called Maine. In the book of Luke, we pass another crowd. Jesus Christ himself appeared right there, and he got to see my child. And it made him sad, you know, that sight, with mourners all around. He pulled up straight to the casket, said, "Now there, woman, do not weep." And we were overcome with disbelief. He touched my son and said, "Come on, it's time to wake you up." And my son arose once again in my hometown called Maine. My hometown called Maine.
Apologetics with an X is on the air and in your ears for another week. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, along with lead singer lyricist from that Christian parody band, Apologetics. Jay, how was your week?
Hey, it was a pretty good week.
Well, I understand that you did have a bit of sad news, though, with the band there. Tell us what went on.
Yeah, that just happened. I said it was going okay. I just got some news this morning. I found out that one of our former drummers passed away suddenly. He was only 62 years old. His name is Keith Harold. It's the first time, all these years, 26 years of being in this band with all these different people who played for us, Keith's the first one to go. I believe it was a heart condition of some sort that I did not know about, but we're all shocked and saddened by it. He used to be a sales representative for Word Records. He was there, you know, back to the old Christian label, and he was their number one sales rep for many, many times. And he was a huge influence on us in our early days. He used to fill in for us. He was never our full-time drummer, but he was always our second drummer we went through three drummers in the early years, and he was always the backup guy, the bridge guy. And he played on some of our CDs too, but just he knew so much about the Christian music ministry and business. He'd been in bands himself, and he was just a great guy, really funny, and just an inspiration to us. And it's very sad.
Well, we'll get to some songs that he actually played on in just a bit. Well, what was that first one we heard?
The first song we heard was a parody of the Goo Goo Dolls song Name from the 90s. And our song's called Nain. Theirs is Name, ours is Nain. And it's a story of a widow in the Gospels that Jesus raised her son to life. And that's a nice remembrance to us that even though Keith Harold has just passed, we have that promise. As Jesus was showing us through those literal miracles, it also symbolized something greater that was to come, and that is the resurrection of all of us.
Amen. Well, let's move right ahead here, and here's some of the songs that Keith actually played on for you.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole set of those. This is probably my favorite one that he played on. I just love the way he played drums on this. It's just from our very first CD. It's a parody of Elvis's song, Little Sister, and ours is called Little Esther. Then there's a song called Daniel by Elton John, and then ours is called Daniel by Apologetics. And Keith played drums on that. We brought him back. That was 7 years later, but we brought him back for some of these songs. The next song is Cheap Birds. It's a parody of Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. It deals with the fact that Jesus said, don't worry about life and what's going to happen tomorrow. He says, aren't sparrows, you can buy them in the marketplace, like two for a penny, and yet your father cares for them, takes care of them, makes sure they have something to eat. He doesn't let one of them fall from the sky without his permission. You're worth more than many sparrows. So you're worth more than many cheap birds. Song after that is a parody of the Ballad of John and Yoko by the Beatles, and ours is called The Ballad of Jesus and Yahweh. And it just deals with some of those people might come and knock on your door and try and tell you that Jesus isn't God. Got some good answers for them from the Bible in a lighthearted fashion. And after that, there's a song, speaking of lighthearted, a lighthearted take on Acts chapter 12 when Peter was in jail, got freed from jail, and everybody's praying for him to get out. And then when he finally does appear, they think it's a ghost. And the lady who opens the door, answers the door, Rhoda, finds out it's him, and she doesn't even let him in. He just escaped from jail, and she doesn't even let him in. Anyway, so it's called Help Me Rhoda. It's a parody of Help Me Rhoda by the Beach Boys.
Little Esther was the one. Little Esther was the one. Little Esther was a Persian king's wife. She was doing life for everyone. Little Esther had to do what she needed, must be done. Now in the days of Media Persia, well, Esther was the queen. The king was Ahasuerus. Esther was a Jewess and the best he'd ever seen. Little Esther was the one. Little Esther was the one. Little Esther was the Persian king's wife. She risked her own life for everyone. Little Esther had to do what she knew must be done. He planned the destruction of all Jewish persons, but he didn't count on her. Little Esther was the one. Little Esther was the one. Little Esther was the Persian king's wife. She risked her own life for everyone. Little Esther had to do what she knew must be done. Do what you know once we're done, God. Little Esther was a woman. Little Esther was a woman. Little Esther was a Persian king's wife. She risked her own life for everyone. I had to do what she But she knew she had to, and she saved us all from death. Little Esther was the one. Little Esther was the one. Little Esther was the Persian king's wife. She risked her own life for everyone. Esther had to do what she knew must be done. She said, it's now or never. Little Esther had to do what she knew must be done. Little Esther had to do what she knew must be done.
Just what they crave. trying to make you part of their plans. They hand you a track and say they want to come back. You know, they said that Jesus just was a man. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's got, can't you see? The way that I know is there's lots of proof when I read. Titus 2:13 says that Jesus is our God and Savior, so great. Peter and Paul say the same thing, by the way. You can't check 2 Peter 1:1 today. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's got, can't you see? There's lots of proof when I read. Oh, from there is to the letter to Hebrews, talking how God's Son is unique. Hebrews 1:8, the Father truly does say, he says his only Son is God, yes indeed. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's God, can't you see? The way that I know is there's lots of proof. Chapter 43, Jehovah says, there isn't a God or Savior except for me. That's why the cry said, obey or you're dead. You must believe I am the Savior. So oh, think maybe I should check the beginning, reading John 1:1 for a snack. And the word was God, it's just as I thought. It's looking like it's truly a fact. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's got, can't you see? The way that I know is there's lots of proof when I read. Lots of other things you can show them if they stage a counterattack. Remember to pray that you really can say, I'd like to have the both of you back. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's got, can't you see?
Help me, Rhoda, help, help me, Rhoda.
Apologetics with an X, thanks to the radio stations and streaming stations that carry our show each week. If we're not on the air in your neck of the woods, please let your favorite radio station know how they can find us. And Jay, how might they contact you?
Well, if they want to contact me, just it's simple. Just remember the name of this show is Apologetics with an X, and the name of the band is Apologetics with an X. So you can send it to me at J, just a letter J. I'm J with a J. It's just a J at apologetics with an X dot com. And you could send us something, or you can send me a message on Facebook. You know, the band has a Facebook page. It's Apologetics with an X. You can go to our website, Apologetics with an X. You know, you're getting a pattern here. And, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And I'm sure Jerry would love to add you to the list of stations, too.
All right. Well, we get email from time to time from our listeners, and please let us know you're listening. And if you have a favorite apologetic song that maybe we haven't done in a while, let us know about that. But it's time to move on the show here. Jay, what's in the mix next?
Sure. I got a nice email from a fan in New Mexico this past week who's really, really enjoying the show. Well, I hope he enjoys these next songs. We have a song called I Feel the Earth Prove. I feel the earth proves, and it's just talking about, you know, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, you know, and it talks about in the Psalms, you know, and in Romans it talks about how those things show, nature itself shows that there's a father. It's not Mother Nature, there's a father of nature, and that God created everything. So after that is called You've Got a Text. It's a parody of James Taylor's You've Got a Friend, and the text that we're talking about is that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's in Romans 10:13. It's in Acts chapter 2:21. It's in Joel 2:32. So actually, you've got a bunch of texts, but they all say the same thing. After that, we have a cover of The Sound of Silence, or The Sound of Silence, depending on how you pronounce it, because Simon Garfunkel didn't seem like they could make up their mind. The album was called one thing, the single was called the other. But this is actually a parody of a cover version of their song. It came out a couple years ago by a group called Disturbed. Now, Disturbed is known for some pretty loud stuff, but this song is not loud at all. It's a haunting, beautiful song that they did. Years ago, we spoofed Simon Garfunkel's version and called The Sound of Silence. It was about Acts chapter 16. This is about something totally different. It's called The Sound of Sirens, and it deals with the racial unrest and a biblical response to that.
debts have doubled, and you need a cell phone plan where nothing will cost you a roaming price. Hold the light, I think you need Acts 2 verse 21. So listen up, Peter gives smart advice. You just call on the name of the Lord who is the I Am. He'll come right in, oh yeah baby, and free you from sin. If you slip, stumble, or fall, all you got to do is call, and you'll see there, yeah, 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 you've got a text. Scars upon you, and your heart is full of doubts, and you don't know where to begin to go. Seek your heavenly Savior and call Christ's name out loud. He's knocking upon your door. You just call on that name, and you know who is the I Am. Look up Romans, go get that mail, read chapter 10. Sums up it all, yeah. Now you got the news from Paul, and you'll see there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a text which Peter received from Joel? Refer to Joel 2:32. Well, he'll save your soul if you'll let him. Oh, yes, won't you let him? You just call on Christ's name, and for whosoever does that, he'll come right in to free you from sin. Oh, baby, don't you know now? Check with St. Peter or Paul. They know all you got to do is call. The Lord will be there, yes, he will. You've got a text. You've got a text, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a text? Ain't it good to know you've got a text? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a text.
Hello, dark and light-skinned men. Division swiftly breeding, and it leaves our loved ones bleeding, and the crimson blood that ran red in their veins spills the same when as the sound of sirens. Arrests are made and rocks are thrown, and terror seeks out troubled souls. We need the savior of every man. He'll turn our colors into gold in his hand. Set on the flesh, so we see our fight in black and white, and thus the sound of sirens. And on the news tonight, I saw just how the people hate the the sound of sirens. Those that riot do not know Satan's quite a clever foe. Hear the word or he might beat you. Take your bonds and he might.
Apologetics with an X. We're here each week at this time. Jay, we know you've got over 50 albums and about 600 songs you parodied, and you keep cranking them out. How many public appearances, though, have you ever done, concerts, that kind of thing, when you go on the road?
Sure. We've done about 1,500 concerts over the years in all 50 states and in Canada. We just haven't done as many in recent years. We've been focusing more on studio output. We've gone from doing one CD a year to doing four a year, going from about, 12 to 18 songs a year to doing 50 a year. We still do play occasionally. I got tired of all the vehicle breakdowns and stuff. I also wanted to spend some more time with our kids while they're still young. I mean, we did, and we always try to travel on weekends and stuff, but this has enabled us to do even more, but also to put out a lot more music. And we have so many alumni band members that, we can have guys work, different guys working on the same project at the same time. That's been great, and getting our kids involved, et cetera. But we still do like to do concerts. It's just the traveling. If they could get that Star Trek transporter beam thing working, Jerry, that would be ideal for me.
I'll work on that.
Just beam me up to Manhattan, Kansas. I love visiting people. I just don't like being away from my family.
I understand. Awesome. Well, let's move ahead with some more tunes for him here. What do you have next?
Sure. Speaking of family, got a couple songs coming up with my daughter, Jenna. The first is a song called Garden My Heart. It deals with breaking up your fallow ground, as it says in Isaiah, and also about, there's enough stuff in the Bible about planting and sowing and things. And it's a parody of Harden My Heart by Quarter Flash. And Jenna sings on a song after that, too, which is based on 1 Corinthians 13. It's a parody of Pretender song, Brass in Pocket. It's called Brass Impulsive. It's talking about not just what love is, but what love is not. And song after that, Janet's dad sings lead on, and that is a parody of Tainted Love by Soft Cell. It's a song called Faithless Love.
I'm like a farmer waiting on the rain. I stare up at heaven and I pray again. You gave me your word, words of truth and life. Like he
Corinthians, chapter 13. Got a newsflash. Go read. Love something that awaken our chest. But I thank you, thank you, thank you now there. I'm gonna use my heart. I'm gonna use my head. I'm gonna use my smile. I'm gonna lose my sadness. Gonna lose my anger. Gonna lose my impatience. Oh, cause rise, show the way to me. Nobody else here shows love like he. I'm fragile, so fragile. I'm fragile, so fragile. I gotta start showing more potential. Listen to me.
Apologetics for the Next with Jay, the lead singer lyricist for that Christian parody band, and yours truly, Jerry Q, the DJ. We've got just a few more to whet your musical appetite this week as we close out yet another show.
Yes, well, we'll start out this set with a song called Turn to Luke. It's a parody of Turn Me Loose by Loverboy, and it's the story of the Good Samaritan through the eyes of the guy who got rescued. And I sing lead vocals on this, but the background vocals, which are really the star of the show, are sung by a lady named Keely Singer, who sings on a number of our songs, and she's just got a killer voice. She lives up to her last name, Singer, and she sings her heart out on this one. Song after that is Feels Like in First John, a parody of Feels Like the First Time by Foreigner. It deals with Gnosticism, and just modern-day Gnosticism, people who want to say, you know, that they want to separate Jesus' spirit from Jesus in the flesh, when the Bible says he's the same, that's the same person. God came in the flesh. Don't let somebody tell you, well, it's good, man, flesh is evil, but the spirit is, you know. It's called Feels Like in 1 John. And the song after that is a song called Child of God. It's Spare to Your Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And it deals with the fact that, you know, God is our Father, and if you've been saved, Jesus is also your brother. So it's a family thing. You're a child of God, and this song is meant to encourage believers everywhere.
I'm feeling on the seat. it's such a dream, oh yeah.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.